Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Celebrating our 8th year anniversary. Thank you for all of you who've been with us all these years. Many of you have. I heard from somebody this week said he was listening to us when he originally started syndicating way back in 97 down in Florida, and we appreciate that very much. Michael Harrison is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's our good friend, my good friend, and a great individual, and especially in terms of the industry that I'm working in right now, the talk show industry. Michael is the publisher and the editor-in-chief of Talkers Magazine, a magazine many of you have heard about many times before. You probably heard about it, if not anywhere else, you've heard about it on this show. And Michael's our good friend. Michael, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim. Congratulations on 8 big years. Wow.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Michael, the significance there, I think, is when I look back and I think about what the radio landscape looked like in 97 and the way what it looks like now, I can hardly imagine any industry that has changed as much in 8 years as our industry has. What do you think?
Well, sure, because of a few reasons. One, radio reflects current events and reflects immediate street-level popular culture and information. So just the programming on radio is always changing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the technology of radio has gone through so many changes in the last 8 years, last 10 years, that changes the whole culture that radio addresses. So you have not only the subject matter on radio changing rapidly, but you also have the very essence of how that subject matter is presented changing, and you get two forces at work there. So yes, radio has gone through changes both technologically and in terms of its reflecting current events.
But I just reported earlier in the week, Michael, that it was something like 1926 NBC had it, officially launched its first radio programming for a 4-hour program, all those many years ago. Was that like 80 years ago? But for most of that, the life of radio, Michael, the radio was reporting the news. In the last 4, 5, or 6 years, in many ways, radio itself has been the news, hasn't it?
I'll tell you, talk radio has certainly been the news. As a matter of fact, talk radio has been the only kind of radio that has really kept radio moving forward. One of the biggest problems that radio as an entire industry faces is what to do about music radio, because
mm-hmm.
music radio faces some very, very troubling, difficult, perilous times.
Well, the music industry does, not just radio, as far as that goes, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's part of radio's problems is, mm-hmm. radio doesn't create the music. It's subject to whatever the music industry comes up with.
Right.
So it doesn't have control over the product.
Well, I want to talk about talk radio a lot here too, but from the whole landscape, the audience listening to you right now, they listen to all of it. They listen to talk radio, they listen to music radio. What do you see as the future of radio in general?
I think that you're going to always see talk shows on radio. I think that talk radio absolutely saved the AM band, AM radio, from oblivion mm-hmm. in the past 20 years. AM radio was in big trouble when it could no longer compete with FM radio in terms of playing music.
Mm-hmm.
AM radio suddenly had the benefit of talk radio. Talk radio became the hot pop cultural genre of radio. And lo and behold, we've had another 15, 20 years of success on AM radio. Now, FM radio is facing problems because it no longer has a monopoly on broadcasting music. People mm-hmm. are getting music from iPods. They're getting it from the Internet. They're getting it from satellite radio.
Right.
All these new technologies are presenting music for the public better than radio does. So the current feeling is that you're going to see talk radio expand beyond the AM dial and invade the FM dial.
Mm-hmm.
And in the next year, you're going to see new FM talk stations popping up all over the place with not only the same kind of formats doing talk that we see on AM, but a whole bunch of new formats, which will open it up to all kinds of exciting radio. You'll see talk radio for women. You'll see talk radio for younger people. You'll see sports radio expanding beyond what it is, business radio, health radio, all kinds of how-to radio, and that's very exciting.
Well, it is, and you know, talking about FM, talk on FM is not new, because I actually have been on some FM stations years ago. In fact, six or seven years ago, I was on at least a couple of FM stations, and I'm on at least a couple right now FM stations. But what you're saying is it's going to be where music sort of diminishes on FM. You think talk will fill that void the way it did on AM?
I'm quite sure of it.
Yeah. Stand by. And folks, by the way, Michael was talking about how the growth of talk radio and the health of talk radio and how important it's been to our culture and to our world. Michael Harrison has been a big part of that change and a very productive part of it and positive part, I might say, as well. Michael Harrison's our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be back in a minute. 20 till. Stay with us.
Break the silence.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you very much again for staying with me for 8 great years. One of the people who's been a good shoulder to lean on and a voice of reason to talk to and a great wealth of experience in this industry has been a good friend to me is Michael Harrison, our guest this half hour. Michael, for all the times you've mentored me and helped me and have helped me weed through some of the tangles out there in our industry, I thank you for that.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, and you've done such a good job, and it's a pleasure to know you.
Well, I appreciate it. Michael, we've talked about a little bit about where radio has been and sort of where it is right now, especially talk radio. Where do you think it's going? Where do you see talk radio over the next? You said a few minutes ago that you thought it was going to be more present on FM, but in terms of all the other opportunity. We talked about technology. There's so many technology channels out there, new channels that are out there. What do you think it's going to look like 5 years from now, let's say?
5 years from now, I think that the FM dial will be where all the big-time national syndicated talk shows will be. People like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Howard Stern will be on satellite radio. I think you'll see satellite radio growing, and you'll see a tremendous satellite scene. I think the AM dial will be open to all kinds of interesting smaller shows. I think you'll see foreign language programming. You'll see some of the specialty formats, health shows and business shows. Shows like yours will dominate AM radio in the next 5 years and also be on FM. But FM will be the big commercial band where the fun entertainment shows are, and some of the more productive specialized shows will be on AM. There'll be less and less music. Satellite will be very big in 5 years. Pay radio will be a huge form of radio, and podcasting is going to become a major form of communication. It's going to be audio and video, and it won't even be called radio. It's just going to be technology. I mean, right. We don't even have words for this because it's all merging into one box that will be on your wall in your house, and it'll be on your wristwatch. The same information will come to these little and big computers in your house and on your arm.
What would be the advantage of migrating to FM for any talk show?
There are more people who listen to FM than AM. There are more people already there. It's like taking a small store and putting it in a big mall where there's traffic or having it on a side street. It really comes down to traffic. Not to mention, things sound better on FM. Mm-hmm. And when there are more stations out there that are hungry for programming, there's more opportunity for diversity. So
you see more FM stations basically converting. Will they convert completely? One day will they say, okay, we're no longer going to play music. We're going to be a talk station on Monday?
Yes, you're going to see that all over the place coming in this new year. In fact, even before the new year, it's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That doesn't mean music radio is going to go away. I'm not saying that the entire FM band is going to go talk in one day, but that's going to be the trend in the coming year or two.
Right. Do you see music on radio 5 years from now at all?
Yeah, I do. There'll still be music on radio, but it will be very specialized music, local music. I'm not sure where it's going to go, because, as I said, the younger generation doesn't turn to radio anymore for its music culture,
right,
as our generation did. So the future doesn't look good for music radio, per se.
Okay, let's talk about the way the landscape has changed. As you know, when I started doing my show in 97, the big consolidators, they didn't basically exist even in those days, certainly not in the form that they are now. Most of the acquisitions have happened since then, so that landscape has changed significantly. But it seems to me, if I'm following the news properly, Michael, that some of those are divesting them. Some of those big consolidators are divesting themselves of some markets. So are some markets going back to local ownership?
Some of them are going back to local ownership, but at this point, it's still predominantly corporate. It's predominantly consolidators.
Has that been a good thing?
Where that's going to go, we will see. But in some cases, the big companies have found it just doesn't pay to run smaller radio stations. It's a very difficult business.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it should be pointed out, Jim, that if it weren't for consolidation, a lot of these small radio stations might have gone out of business.
I agree.
It's a tough business.
But in terms of radio itself, do you think that's been a good thing?
Radio is a wonderful thing.
No, I mean the consolidation.
Radio is one of the greatest media. You mentioned before, 80 years old, 90 years old,
yeah,
about 100 years of broadcasting almost, and it's still around. Here we are dealing with a early 20th century technology that's still a driving force in the 21st century.
Right.
Radio is as important a technology as almost as the printed word.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful technology and a wonderful pop cultural and information source.
Well, I agree with you, and I've got about a minute left, Michael. What are your last thoughts on where you think the industry is going to be?
Well, I think the industry, as I said, is going to continue to exist, but here's the main part. As technology changes, so does sociology. And the people listening to this program know that. They deal with computers. They're dealing with all kinds of new technology in their business, and with it, we change the habits by which we live. And radio is the same. There's still going to be audio services, audio channels, audio programming, but how we go about getting it and the structure of those businesses will change, as is everything in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Well said, Michael. Michael, again, for your contribution to this industry that's so important to our culture and to our economy, and for all that you've over the years, we thank you for that.
It's my pleasure. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Michael Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, and that's talkers.com, by the way, if you'd like to check out his website. And I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to sign off with you. Last thoughts on 8 years on the air as your partner. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
She's good in the street, smiling from my head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe she's in need of a kiss.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.